WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
There has been lots of severe weather reported across the country during the last week, including nearly 1,000 hail reports, varying in size up to softball size. That's 4.25 inches in diameter. Hail forms in strong thunderstorms, which exhibit characteristics including strong to intense updrafts, high liquid water content, large vertical extent, large water droplets, and where a good portion of the thunderstorm cloud layer is below freezing. The growth rate of hail is maximized in cloud regions where air is near a temperature of 9 degrees Fahrenheit. Like other precipitation and cumulonimbus clouds, hail begins as water droplets. As the droplets rise and the temperature goes below freezing, they become supercooled water and freeze on collision with condensation nuclei. A cross-section through a large hailstone often shows an onion-like structure with the hail made of thick, translucent layers alternating with layers that are thin, white, and opaque. Now, the growth of hailstones is a big topic and one we may get into later. Hail is most common within continental areas at mid-latitudes, since hail formation is more likely when the freezing level is below about 11,000 feet. Entrainment of dry air into strong thunderstorms can increase the likelihood of hail by promoting evaporative cooling, which helps to lower the freezing level in thunderstorms. Hail growth nearly ceases when air temperatures within the updrafts fall below minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit because supercooled water droplets become rare in air that cold. Now, Cheyenne, Wyoming is North America's most hail-prone city, with an average of 9 to 10 hailstorms per season. Terminal velocity of hail varies primarily with the diameter of the hailstones, but it is also affected by the friction of the air, the motion of the wind in the layer it is falling through, collision with other stones or raindrops, and the melting as the stones fall through warmer layers. Interesting that during the Middle Ages, people sought to reduce damage from hail by ringing church bells and firing cannons. Cloud seeding after World War II was done to eliminate the hail threat. Now, cloud seeding was achieved by deploying silver iodide into clouds using rockets or aircraft. In fact, hail suppression programs were undertaken by 15 countries between 1965 and 2005. Now, to this date, to my knowledge, none of those methods have proven to work. Maybe that's what those cannons were doing in the 1812 overture. Hail if I know.